This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. It took multiple special sessions, but the Louisiana legislature avoided the fiscal cliff. With the budget crisis behind them, Stephanie Grace, columnist for The Advocate, says lawmakers, including the governor, will focus their attention on other issues, like an upcoming election. Stephanie, ever since Governor John Bel Edwards stepped into office 2.5 years ago, the top priority has been stabilizing the state's budget. Last month, the legislature passed a 7-year sales tax renewal, relieving some of the financial uncertainty. Edwards sees it as a victory, but how close does this come to a stable budget?
Stable for Louisiana, I guess I should say, lately. Sales taxes are not ideal. Deal in a lot of ways. They're less predictable than income taxes. The big thing is this is not a permanent tax, but it goes 7 years, so it kind of takes it out of the political cycle. And it means that we're not going to be having this fight at the legislature every year. It means that, you know, the parents of the disabled kids aren't going to have to go up there and beg for money every year. Kind of all the things we've seen. It means that students who are on TOPS will know that they're getting the full funding of TOPS. You know, is it structural reform? It's not, but it's better than what we had.
Edwards has said structural budget reforms, rather than relying on sales tax to patch these shortfalls, are just too difficult to get support in the legislature. The next session in April of 2019 will be a fiscal session, but is there any reason to believe that that difficulty of passing structural budget reform will change?
Absolutely not, because the other thing that 2019 is the election year. And that is for not only the governor and statewide offices, but every seat in the legislature. So if this was too difficult to do at the beginning of a session, it's way too difficult to do at the end. And really, I don't think anyone in the legislature has an appetite to revisit this right now.
So when Edwards was running for governor, he promised, among other things, to expand Medicaid and lower Louisiana's prison population. And both those items have been accomplished. But what hasn't gotten done from his list of campaign priorities?
Well, two big ones are raising the minimum wage. He campaigned on that pretty hard. Not a big raise in minimum wage, not $15 an hour like you're seeing some other places, but really just a very incremental increase over a couple of years. He's tried that every year. He has not gotten it through the legislature. Another kind of related issue is gender equity in pay. There still is a pretty big wage gap between what men earn and what women earn overall. And you know, there are different ways to attack that. It's more complicated than saying men and women should be paid equally. But in general, there's been a lot of resistance from business for all of the different ideas that have been proposed in order to change the outcomes. So again, I don't see that changing. These are really the two kind of democratic populist ideas that he ran on that, you know, just hit a very business-friendly conservative legislature, basically.
Looking ahead, the governor will seek re-election next year. How do you see his campaigning playing into the remainder of this term?
I think we're in the election cycle already. We're a year and a half out. But right now, it's, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who think they can take him down because they think it's a Republican state. He's a Democrat. Maybe his win was an aberration. So, you know, there is some partisan energy aimed at him. It's not clear who the vehicle will be. And it's not clear how effective it will be, frankly, because the governor has maintained a positive approval rating throughout his term, and he still does have one. So we'll see. But I think it's campaigning from here on in, either kind of overtly or, you know, kind of wink, wink.
Stephanie Grace, columnist for The Advocate, thank you very much. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.